from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Coach Manny Gay Sr., age 69 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is April the 30th, 1947. Coming up here in Garfield, we had to create our own fund, so we had no activities and nothing to do up here. When I was a child, anyway, yeah. Garfield brought the fact of family-orientated community, whereas if I did something wrong that I had no business doing, and Miss Jones seen me up the street, she whipped my behind, and before I got home, my mom and them was waiting for me to whip my behind when I got there, too. My mom died when she went in the hospital to have my youngest brother. So the community stepped up. There was four of us left at home at the time my mom died. The community made sure we got up, had breakfast. Miss Hampton would take care of us. Miss Jones would take care of us over here, make sure we had lunch until my dad got back home. That's the way it was. Well, I've seen a big change in this neighborhood. At one time, this community here was about 50-50 black, white. The way it was at that time, the whites controlled everything. We didn't have the field lights up there. Anywhere we wanted to do anything, we had to go elsewhere to do it. When we started here, we had what I call three little groups or gangs, as they call them today. Two female groups, the 10 Tough Tigers, and one was called the We Stick Togethers. And they was all involved with the Brown Jackets. And they was always fighting one another and everything. So what happened was the YMCA come in and was going to try to organize the community. And a lady called me up and asked me to go down to sit in on a meeting. So that's how I got involved with the Y. And like I said, we raised the money to get this building because we used to have to leave Garfield at 10 o'clock at night. And we used to walk down to the East Liberty YMCA in order to have this gym and the swimming pool. And then we would come back at 12 o'clock at night. You can imagine 50 young black people walking from East Liberty YMCA up here to Garfield. The police started harassing us and everything. What's going on? Where y'all going? And this and that. So I got a brainstorm and I said, I got a big 4-foot by 8-foot plywood and we had it painted. Police, we need your protection, not your harassment. And I had it planted right at Aiken and Clumbo. The next morning, my phone started jumping off the hook. The mayor called me, the chief of police, the news people. Everybody was calling, trying to find out what was going on, why we put the sign up. So this is how we started doing things, because I explained to them what was going on. Don Allen used to be Don Allen Chevrolet at Aiken and Baum Boulevard. They heard about what was going on. They donated 4 minivans to us so we wouldn't have to walk back and forth no more. When Martin Luther King died, we had just started working for the Y that year. And that's the year that they had the curfews and the National Guard came in and everything else. Now, I had a pass from the mayor at that time that I was able to be out after curfew, but they had the National Guard usually was stationed right down the bottom of Aiken and Penn Avenue. And you weren't allowed out in the streets or nothing else. And it was an angry time for black people in this community, you know, because Martin Luther King meant something to a lot of people in this area. I was down at the Resurrection City when Martin Luther King gave his speech, I Have a Dream. I took a group of kids from here because I felt that that was important for them to see this type of thing. I went to University of Pittsburgh for 1 year, and then I dropped out because I was involved in starting the YMCA up here. I had a scholarship offer for UCLA when I come out of high school, but I was married at the time. I was married at 18. My emphasis was on my family and not going to school at that point. I worked several places. I worked for Port Authority as a bus driver. I was the first director of the YMCA. We used to take kids on the summer. We've taken them to Washington, D.C., We took them to Toronto, Canada. You know, we went to Philadelphia. We used to go somewhere every summer, take about 30, 35 kids. I'm 69 years old right now. I'm happy to see my youngest two sons, Mike and Melvin, involved in the community, doing the things that they're doing, because that was my thing. Because everywhere I went, I always took them with me, so they was involved in much of everything, all the softball, football, and everything I played and everything else, they were there. So they got involved, and I always told them, you have children coming up in your community, don't look for nobody else to do it. You do it yourself. You create things, keep things going for your community, because this is yours. And then they come on, the kids behind them, they'll get involved and they'll want to keep things going. My message to young people today would be, look back and see what the history is. Because a lot of people gave their lives and sacrifices for you to have what you have today. If you don't do nothing but save one life, do something to help somebody somewhere down the line, to help them get themselves together. The more you learn from the past, it helps you in the future.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Maxwell Martin, Devon Hamlin, Michael Mosley, and Xavier Rogers. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.